G'day, this is Mark Pesce, and welcome to This Week in Startups Australia. Across 12 years, This Week in Startups Australia has charted the growth of Australia's startup ecosystem and beyond, but we recently took a hiatus. That one began on the 18th of October, 2022, exactly 6 weeks to the day before the single most significant event in recent startup history, the launch of ChatGPT. To say that ChatGPT has changed everything is probably an overstatement, but it has certainly changed a lot, and it has changed the landscapes for pretty much every startup. Twista missed the first 3 years of this latest wave of artificial intelligence, but we're back. And we're back this week with a startup using advanced agentic intelligence to solve a real problem for real customers. AI gets real on this episode of This Week in Startups Australia. It's the time of year when I reorder my contact lenses. I place a big order with one of the online stores. I send off my order and the big fat payment, and then I wait. If I'm lucky, and I'm not always that lucky, I will get an order confirmation. The order comes from overseas, so it always takes some time to arrive. And in that span of time, and we're not talking days, we're talking weeks here, I worry. Did my order get lost? Will it come before I run out of contact lenses? Will I get the correct paperwork so I can claim this on my health insurance? Things like that. And the vendor system is basic. It really doesn't offer much more than simple order tracking. So into that gap of knowledge, I get a bit anxious. And I am not very different from many of the folks out there doing online shopping. There has to be a better way, right? Some way of keeping the customer well-informed while not weighing down a lightweight online business with all those customer interactions. And that is where Startup Kiyu comes in. So let me welcome to the program Jevon LaRue, founder and CEO of Kiyu. Hello, Jevon.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. So tell me, what is Kiyu? How is it going to rescue me from that kind of weird vibe that I get when I order online?
Yeah, so Kiyu is an AI agent for proactive e-commerce operations. And most tools in the space today are reactive, like help desk, like Zendesk or Gorgeous, help you respond when something goes wrong. Chatbots answer complaints, answer customers' questions reactively after the issue has already happened. Kiyu flips that model. It works behind the scenes to prevent those issues before the customer even notices. We connect into all the systems that brand already uses, like Shopify, ERPs, warehouse systems, delivery partners, payment platforms, return software, help desks, and stitch that all together into one view. Then Kiyu monitors every single order in real time. And when something breaks, say a payment fails, stock runs out, or a delivery is delayed, Kiyu detects that issue and takes action automatically. So instead of CX teams scrambling to fix an ops issue, fix it later, or a customer chasing you for an update, the issue is already resolved. And that's what we mean when we say proactive e-com operations. It just works.
All right, so applying that to the example I just gave of me about to order my contact lenses, how would that be helping me through this process?
Yeah, so whether it's contact lenses or sneakers or supplements or skincare, most people just want their order to arrive on time without drama, right? But after you click buy, there is a lot that can go wrong behind the scenes. Payment holds, stockouts, delivery days, missing returns. And most businesses aren't set up to catch those issues early. That's where Kiyu comes in. Our agent works behind the scenes to detect those problems early and resolve them before the customer ever notices. If something's delayed, we flag it en route. If a payment gets held or fails, we detect it and push the order back into the queue once it's cleared. If a return is stuck in the system, we trigger the follow-up to get it processed. The result is you as the shopper never have to wonder. You never need to send that "where is my order" email. Essentially, really what we're providing is the best customer service, which is the customer never needs to contact you, never needs to talk to you, never needs to complain. It just works.
So, take me through the genesis of Kiyu. Do you have a background in retail? Where did this idea come from?
Yeah, I've got a background in retail, but it's not just me that's got that background in retail. Our whole founding team comes from e-commerce ops. I was the CEO at Surfstitch and PE Nation. Both of those are well-known e-commerce brands in Australia. Tracy, our head of CX and ops, led operations at PE Nation and Sportscraft. And Tahir, our CTO, worked on retail systems at Woolworths, and engineering at Mastercard. Between us, we've got deep industry experience and deep in the weeds in of fulfillment, returns, delivery, and customer support. And that matters because when you're building an AI agent to automate these complex e-commerce operations workflows, it isn't just about the tech. You have to understand how these processes work in the real world, whether it's edge cases are where things break and what good actually looks like. That's the DNA that we bring to Kiyu. We didn't just start Kiyu with like a cool AI idea and go looking for a use case. We started it with the pain we knew and built the AI to solve it.
All right. Now that we've raised AI as a thing, let's talk about that. When you talk about using AI, and in this case, it seems to be what we would call agentic AI, right? That it's really kind of having a role and it can be quite proactive here. How long did it take you to sort of go from this is what we want to do to wow, this is what we can do? How long was that development process, and how much did you need to learn along the way about both AI and how all of these systems that you're bringing together worked?
Yeah. So it really started with the pain when we were all working at PE Nation. We were always scrambling to fix problems after the customer complained, and we were flying blind, so to speak. So we built an MVP that was really good at detecting issues in real time, a centralized platform to show teams where problems were happening. But that turned out to be like a vitamin, useful, but not urgent. And the real shift came when we laid in the AI agent to actually fix those problems. That was the painkiller for our customers. And we tested this with three pilot brands. They saw massive value. They gave us the confidence to keep building. And we haven't looked back. We've grown from 2 to 24 brands in under 18 months. And we're still releasing new features every 2 weeks. Everything we build is driven by what our customers need and what their teams don't have time to keep fixing manually.
So who's using Kiyu now?
Yeah, we got some really awesome brands on our platform today that are using Kiyu. Brands like those 24 brands that are live now and growing fast. We've got a strong pipeline of new customers. Some of the better known brands include EHP Labs, Camilla, Rebel Sport NZ, Budgie Smuggler, Dacuba, and Helly Hansen. And what they all have in common is a high order volume, lean teams, and a desire to move away from reactive firefighting. I think that's the key piece, is that they were tired of just managing complaints and they wanted to get proactive and prevent them. They're using Kiyu to do a couple things, right? Like cut the manual workload, reduce ticket volume, and improve customer satisfaction, especially during those high pressure periods like Black Friday. One of our customers said to us, if we didn't have Kiyu, we'd need to have five more people to be this efficient. And that's the kind of impact we're aiming for.
So what's the business model here? How do you offer Kiyu to a business, particularly because it sounds like it needs a lot of integration?
Yeah. We offer two core products. First is the core platform, the core Kiyu platform. That's the foundation. It connects all the systems into one centralized platform and gives teams a real-time view of every order and any issues across payment, fulfillment, and delivery. Then there's Kiyu AI Agent, and that's the automation layer. That's where the agentic AI comes into play. And it actually takes action. So if an order is stuck in the warehouse or your fund hasn't been processed, it either resolves it directly or prompts the right person to act. The platform is priced at like a flat monthly fee, with the AI agent is usage based. So you only have to pay when it actually detects and resolves the issue. It's designed to be simple, scalable, and it pays for itself. Brands that use Kiyu see really awesome payback quickly.
All right. You're running what we would now call an AI-driven startup. How does that differ from, say, a normal SaaS startup? In other words, what other skills that you're finding are key if you're running an AI startup?
Yeah, so first and foremost, I think deep domain knowledge is absolutely essential. AI only works when it understands the real world context that we've provided in its operations. That's why we've leaned so hard into our retail and ops experience. Second, I would say a strong product thinking. You can't just add AI on top and hope it's useful. It needs to solve that real problem better and faster than a human could. And third, you need builders who love messy problems. Like real-world ops are unpredictable. Every order is slightly different. Clean code doesn't cut it if you don't have the grit built into it. We've also learned from like a talent perspective that young talent who start their careers in AI, not just traditional software engineers, bring a different mindset to the table. They're fast, experimental, and comfortable with that rapid change. I've seen some of our teams say, we're going down this path, and they build to that. And then a week later, they go, no, we've got to go down this path. And a week later, it's the, we've got to go down this path. And we have to be agile because the technology is changing all the time. AI is moving that quickly, new frameworks, new models, sometimes weekly. So we built a team that can pivot fast and stay on the edge of what's possible.
So, have you been seeing a lot of investment interest in your business? Because AI is very hot right now. I had someone basically telling me a few months ago that it was very difficult to get a startup funded unless it was doing something in AI. But if it was, then it was really easy to get money.
Yeah, I think there's a yes and no to that because there's still a lot of unproved, there's still a lot that needs to be proved, right? So, and there's a lot of surface level AI out there, just generic chatbots and whatnot. They're not really solving real world problems, but we are certainly seeing that. And AI is obviously hot right now, but we're not actively raising at the moment. We've raised what we need. We've got a strong sales pipeline and we're focused on one thing, building a product that customers love. Right now, we're heads down, shipping product and keeping solving the hard stuff.
Everything you just said is going to make you even more attractive to an investor. You do know that.
Yeah.
What is, and you must have this figure at hand, what's your total addressable market here, and what's your strategy for growing it?
Yeah, so we're currently targeting at the top end of our ICP is anyone that's using a Shopify store. There's about 3.3 million of those customers worldwide. Our current average contract value is about $12,000, but we've got a really aggressive product pipeline that will see us get to $24,000 to $36,000 average contract value. So that's a $75 billion addressable market per year.
Wow. Okay. What does the next, say, 24 months look like for Kiyu?
Yeah, next 24 months, right? We're sort of at that turning point right now where we're proving that this really works. I think part of the challenge for us is getting in front of customers and saying, you've been doing customer service this way for decades, right? Reactive, firefighting, and you just think that's your normal workflow. We've got to re-educate a market and say, the old help desk category is done. Here's this new category. Proactive e-commerce operations. And so there's a bit of work that we have to do around educating the market around this shift and getting in front of customers. We probably see two things, a really strong focus on our product pipeline. We've got a very clear strategy around rolling three more products out that will help drive that average contract value and really help us embed across the customer, across the company. Not just an e-commerce department, but the wholesale department, the C-suite department, the finance department, actually getting our tentacles across the organization, providing a product that really delivers results for multiple stakeholders, not just customer service.
So I might be talking to the next Salesforce. Jevin, it has been a great pleasure. Thank you for coming on to This Week in Startups Australia.
Pleasure, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Jevin LaRue brought a lot of insight to that interview. It's clear that the success that Kiu is having is not accidental. The big takeaway for me was when he pointed to the deep domain knowledge of the founders of Kiu, that they understood retail so well. They understood the nature of the problem they wanted to solve, and they understood how they could take AI and solve that problem using AI. That's a unique combination of talents. And what we're going to see is that the startups that make successful AI products are bringing their own deep expertise. AI looks like a generic technology because we see it in chatbots, which can answer any question. But really, the value of AI is its specific application to workflows inside organizations. It's the opposite of generic. That specificity means that there is enormous scope for startups to find their deep domain knowledge and apply that to solving problems for business. Thanks to Jevin LaRue of Kiu for joining us on this episode. We've got a decade of great stories from founders on our website. It's at twistartupsaus.com. It's got everything. It's got all the shows, all the interviews, all the photos, all the links, and all the stories. So check it out at twistartupsaus.com. We'll be back next week with a startup in the telecom sector. What they're doing will blow your mind. If you like this show, please follow us on your favorite podcasting app so you can stay up to date with everything that's happening in Australia's startup ecosystem. And if you're interested in becoming a sponsor for This Week in Startups Australia, please drop us a note at the website at twistartupsaus.com. This is Mark Pesce, thanking you for listening.